Hello and welcome back to the TTD, the Tani Talk Stuff. This year we'll be talking Daf Lesson a Day in a few minutes. We're looking at Beitza 39. The Gemara starts on 38, explaining Rava says condiments are added for taste. Anything added for taste does not become nullified in a mixture. Is not a batal barov. It is something that has its own spice, has its own taste. It's not batal. We actually learned this in the Smicha program that I did this for the year in the past year. That was a very interesting topic. And the Gemara continues on 39 and says, Ravashi says the other ingredients are not nullified because it is an item that becomes permitted. Davashiyeshla Matirin. Also something we learned about and talked about in Shir in the Smicha program. And any forbidden item that eventually becomes permitted does not become nullified even if a mixture of one part in a thousand, because it will be permitted at a later point. Just wait. Why try to go about this old bittle situation when you can just wait and it'll become okay later on? So two ideas. Number one, sometimes we just need to have a little bit of patience. In a little bit it'll be permitted, in a little bit it'll be okay, in a little bit things will come to fruition and it'll be okay. I don't know who said, maybe Reb Rosner or someone once said, you know, a lot of sins in Tanakh were happening because of a lack of patience. You know, the Egel, if they just waited a little bit longer, Moshe would have come down. And the Eitz Hadas, if you would have just waited a little longer, it might have been permitted. We don't know. I'm not sure. But different sins, unfortunately, it was about patience and a lack of patience. So we learn from the idea of Dever Shiyeshlo Matir, and it doesn't become permitted because it's going to be permitted in a little while. It's not going to be permitted in a large mixture because it will be permitted in a little while. And also the idea of tavlin, taste, condiments. What kind of condiments can we add to our lives? What kind of spicing can we add to our lives? What kind of flavors of Tanakh, flavors of Talmud, flavors of Torah can we add to our lives? What can we do to enhance the wonderfulness of our life? Think about things that'll become permitted at a certain point. Just have a little patience, and also think about what you could do to spice up the life, to make it a little more wonderful, a little more fantastic from a Torah perspective, a mitzvah perspective, and a chesed perspective. Join us next time as we talk and finish Gemara Beitza, Mirtz Hashem, on the last daf here on the TDTD, and I'm your host, Tani.